Good evening, everybody. So we're continuing with the halachas of Siman Shin Aleph. Tonight we'll be talking about a little bit more about the refuah issues, and then moving on to Sif Chav Tes about talis, and moving on to various talis shailas, which and then there's more to come. Let's continue. Sif Chav Ches tells us the following. Page pay base Sif Chav Ches. Mishiyesh lemakke bepisas ragloi. Somebody's got a wound on his foot. Pisas ragloi on its foot. V'koysher ale matbea le'agunaleo, and a way to protect, a very efficient way of protecting the wound is to put a matbea coin on the wound, le'hogen, to protect it, shelo inogev beragloi, that it shouldn't get further infected and shouldn't get even worse. V'gamu merapen, also, it heals simultaneously at it as well. Mutalotis boy, you're allowed to go out with it. In other words, what he's trying to do, he's got a slight wound, he doesn't want it to get worse. So what he does is that he puts a coin there, and it's probably attached with some sort of string or something around it to tie it on, so that you'd have to walk out with. Obviously, you would have assumed, pardon?
Blood poison.
Pardon it?
Ended up with blood poison.
Because of the coin?
Yeah.
Okay, so it may be disinfected. I don't know how it works exactly, but that seems to have been a common way of protecting the wound. So you'd have to go out with it. Why you'd have to go out with it? Because it's, yeah. Because we learned that there's a distinction between something which you're doing to protect your clothing. Anything you do to protect your clothing is also, it's considered masri. If you're protecting yourself from any discomfort, your personal, physical discomfort, that would be mutter. Here, very clearly the reason why he's putting this coin on his foot is to protect himself, and therefore it's going to be atsunu mitzah, which is permitted. Sivchav Tes. Sivchav Tes may seem a bit, strange at the beginning, and maybe at the end as well. Siv Chav Tes. Ayoitze betalis. Somebody goes out with a talis. Somebody goes out with a talis. Mimikupeles, which is folded. Al ksefav on his shoulders. So Siv Chav Tes. Ayoitze betalis mikupeles. Somebody goes out with a talis, mikupeles, folded, al ksefav on his shoulders. Tehainu. I.E. Shele'acha shenosno aroishoi. After putting it on his head. Makbia shuleo al ksefav. He lifts up the edges, the sides, al ksefav on his shoulders. Chayev chatos. By walking out with this, he's chayev chatos. So again, somebody puts a talis over him, and he walks out with it, and then he folds the sides by putting it on the shoulders. That's what everyone does. Shulchan Aruch says, chayev chatos. We'll speak about it. Avali menu mekupeles al ksefav, but if it's not folded on his shoulders, elu mishulesh es berochva, but it's folded down on the sides, on the width. On both sides, lemato mekseifov, down, his shoulders down, shori, it's permitted. Why? Shema'acha shumis'ati betalisoi, since it is, he's covered up with his talis, umis'chasebo kseifoi, and it is covering his shoulder, vegufoi, and his body, afol pishimis'katze k'tas melemato, although it is, on the bottom, is miskatze k'tas, it is, it's shorter in the bottom. Mutter, it's mutter. What he means by short in the bottom means that it's folded up in the bottom a little bit. He's folding it, folded a little bit. Nevertheless, it's mutter. So again, if you've got a talus and you're putting it on the shoulders, it's chayav chatos. However, if you put a talus and it's folded down, it's mutter, because you're covering the shoulders and you're covering your guf, your body. Even if the bottom, you're going to be tied internally a little bit, so they shouldn't go all the way down. That's mutter. And therefore, mutter is out of betalis tachas aglima. You're allowed to put the talus under the glima, you've got a coat or a garment on top of it. You're allowed to put the talus underneath it. Le'avio le'beis ha'knesses, and to carry like this in the base, and to walk like this into the shul. Okay, what's the question on that? That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. And we said Chayav Chatos.
Yeah,
we do exactly what it says Chayav Chatos. Okay, the answer to that is found in Sif Lamed. Motolotz is Bereshus Rabbim. It is top of page 164. Motolotz is Bereshus Rabbim. You're allowed to walk out the Bereshus Rabbim, but talis of Vatzavo. If you put the talis around your neck, that's like the way that some people do. They put the talis around their neck. That's permitted. If it's around the neck, it's mutter. Like a scarf. Afal pi, although shemeniach tzad yemin al ksefoi, although the right hand side may be put on the left shoulder, says the Gemara, afal pi, although shemeniach tzad yemin, the right hand side, al ksefo is placed on the left side, shel smol, v'derech levi, v'derech lelov shori kach, v'lo yavan l'esnanas shori. And since you have to put the talus around the shoulder, like a scarf. Although you put the right hand side, you fold it onto that. Like a scarf, literally like a scarf, that's mutter. And he says, although the reason why is it that's the way that people walk out with, for loyavan it is nice and it's for beauty, it looks very presentable to walk around like this, and he makes sense to walk around like this, shori, therefore it's permitted. So now the Shulchan Aruch is bothered about it, the Mishnah Berurah is bothered about it, and that's what the Achronim ask. You've got a contradiction between Sif Chavtes and Sif Lamed. Why? So because in Sif Chavtes it appears that if you're not covering the most of the body, that's what it looks like. If you're not covering the body, I'm quoting the Achronim, that if you're not covering the body, then it's also. And that's what we're saying, that if you just have it over the shoulders, it's going to be also. But if you have got it folded down, it's mutter. In Sif Lamed we're learning that if it's around the scarf, literally like a scarf, it's mutter. How does that make sense? But sorry, Chiyin. Good. So very similar to what you are saying, very, very similar to what you're saying, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Kuf Tezva, which is the top of the page in Mishnah Berurah. This is not contradicting the earlier Sif. It may appear that it's contradicting, but it's not contradicting. It's not contradicting the earlier Sif. The Meirah, because it's talking about Medinois, in those specific countries, Shenagu Lotzeis Kein Bechoil. Because that's where people have this scarf around their necks. On weekdays, that's quite a common way to walk around. We're talking about countries that they walk around with these scarves around. And therefore never mind the talent, it's just a normal scarf. Levisha. Therefore it's mutter. If that's the way people walk out with, it's mutter. Because that is in that particular place, it's totally normal. It's completely regular. And it's a bit like a scarf, which is discussed later. So that's the answer. Yeah, we're leaving the next shekel. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says that in the name of the Achronim, that the reason why it's mutter to have this scarf kind of talus, yeah, the reason why it's mutter and Sif Lamed is mutter is because that's the way, that's the norm. It's Nech Malbush. So now the question that you're asking, a very correct question, is hold on a sec, let's go back to Sif Chavtes. Why is Sif Chavtes mutter? That's what everybody does. Everybody walks out with talus, which is not necessarily folded down, although I think in Bells they're makpit of the talus tafke down, no? In visions they have to go to talat adavka down. So, but generally people are they fold the talat around there. Why is it mutter? It seems to be mefurish that it's chayav chatos. For tzorichin, how does it make sense? He says explicitly, that's specifically what he's talking about. And yet he says that it's also. So why do we do it? I have a answer,
very
good. So we're going to see more in Lamed Aleph a little bit, but my suggestion is as follows. I seem to recall that I saw it somewhere in one of the Sforim, maybe on Shabbos, but I'm not 100% sure anymore where and if I saw it exactly that way. But I think that Pshat is, I think that the suggestion is as follows. Chaim, what do you taina? Why is it mutter? If it's in the Furush, there is also. Any suggestions? What do you taina? I think that maybe Pshat is as follows. That since it is a common way to, that's the way we nowadays wear the talus, and that's the way that people walk around with nowadays, so therefore it becomes like in Sif Lamed, that it is the norm of the scarf kind of way. It's true that I would argue that the first person who did it was probably wrong in doing so. And the first person who walked around with the talus like that, he may have done the wrong thing. But I think that since it is so common nowadays, that's what people do. And I'm saying even on, if you look at Yerushalayim, for instance, just as an example, in Yerushalayim, people will, in many places, we learned in Shulchan Aruch, ideally the way you should go to shul is by wearing your talus and tefillin. Ideally, that's the way it was done. For centuries, people used to go to shul, they used to put the talus and tefillin, they put it on at home, and that's the way they walk to shul, that's the Shulchan Aruch speaks about it. They used to put on the talus and the tefillin, they used to put it at home, and that's the way you walk to shul. Fine, true, nowadays it's not posh, days. The streets are not clean, and sometimes you have various, it's dirty, sometimes it's inappropriate, and after all we live in Golos, and we have to appreciate that, and we have to be careful what we do, so there's various reasons why nowadays it's not done anymore. But in Yerushalayim it's still true that many, many people walk to shul with the talus and tefillin on. So if that's the norm, so it's, I think it's true to say that, I'm saying Yerushalayim, I think everybody will agree, that if you do it on weekdays, you certainly have to do it on Shabbos as well. I don't think anybody will disagree with that. If that's the way you go to shul, with a talis on it, so the question is only why, in other places such as in Edgware, that you don't necessarily walk to shul on weekdays with the talis on. I've seen it, but it's rare on weekdays. So, so it's you could argue why is it mutter to walk around like this on Shabbos? Yeah, good. I agree with you, and I think that's the point which allows us to do it, because at the end of the day it's a derech malbush. People walk around like this. People spend many hours a day with the talis on like this. So one could argue that it's derech malbush. What do you think, Rabbi Aslan? Yeah. Yeah. So it's still striking, though. I must say it's striking, because the Shulchan Aruch explicitly says Chayev Chatos, who are quite comfortable doing it. It's quite interesting.
Obviously, they didn't do it that way. And word to us that way, therefore that's the problem.
Yeah. Agreed. It's agreed. So that's Sif Lamed. So that's a discussion as well. But it's also talking about Talis and Mitzvah as well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know there is discussion about it, but we are also talking about Talis and Mitzvah. Yeah, Sif Lamed Aleph. We're carrying on. This now is not necessarily talking about Talis and Mitzvah, Taka, but Ayotze Mutu Betalisoi, Vekiplo Mikan, Vekan Biyodoi, or Ksefoi. He folded up the Talis. So he's me'otah b'talis. He's completely wearing his talis. But again, talis doesn't necessarily need to mean over here talis shel mitzvah. It doesn't need to be what we call a talis. It could be any garment. Fekipla mekan ve'mekan b'yodoy al ksefoy. And so he's got this garment on. Fekipla mekan ve'mekan. He folded it on various sides. B'yodoy with his hand al ksefoy. So he's like folded up. He's folded up. Either on his, it's a large garment. He's either holding partially, he's holding it in his hands, holding it up with his hands, or he's folding it over his shoulder. If his intention is to gather the corners, in order, that it shouldn't get torn, the bottom parts, the edges, which are reaching the floor, he doesn't want them to get torn. Or, that it shouldn't get soiled and dirty from being schlepped and drawn on the floor. Also, it's also. So if you're holding it, you've got a big garment. Imagine like a big garment that is reaching the floors. So if you're now holding it up, and because you simply don't want it to get torn on the sides, and you don't want it to get dirty, so you're holding it up with your hands, or you're putting it on the shoulders, you've got a problem over here, then it's also. However, if the reason why you're wearing it like this, because that's the fancy, elegant way, that's the fashion now. So you have these oversized garments, and you're holding it elegantly with your hands on the side. I mean, it's true, it's not the fashion nowadays, but you know, you never ask cash on the fashion. They change every 5 years because some people have some agendas and they change. So that's the fashion. You're holding it on the edges, you're holding it and you're holding it up a little bit. And then if that's the derech malbush, keminek anche amokim, if that's the particular fashion in that particular place, in that particular society, in that particular year, in that particular tkufa, then so it depends. Why are you holding it? It's a massive chiddush over here. Why are you holding the edges up? Why are you holding it? If it's for a practical reason, because you don't want it to get torn, you need to want it to get soiled, it's also, you're holding it up. You're holding it. It's part of the garment, but you're holding it up. You're carrying the malbush. However, if it is part of the wearing style, and it's the fashion, you hold it up because it's just a bit oversized, because that's the fashion, and then you may be doing the same action, but intention is fashion, the intention is the regular way of wearing it, yeah? Then it's mutter. Interesting. So it's the same action, this is also, and this is mutter, depending what your intention is. V'hanemila, this is only, betalisa shalahem, with regards to garments, those specific garments, which this is specifically talking about, Riyo Achas Merubas. It's one long garment, which is a long square garment, Avraham Bushon Didon. But with regards to our garments, Cholovush Bohem Umoitzi Yodov Metoicha. But if it's talking about our garments, Shemoitzi Yodov Metoicha, that when you're wearing Cholovush Bohem, when you're wearing them, Moitzi Yodov Metoicha, you're able to stretch your arm in inside it, which basically we call nowadays blouse a sleeve. If there is a sleeve and you are able to enter your arm into a sleeve, muta, then it's muta. Litfos ktsosom biyodoy. Then, since there is a sleeve, and that's, as it were, the extension of the sleeve, then you're allowed to muta litfos ktsosom biyodoy, lagbiyom, to hold it up. Kdesh lo yislechalchu, shulov betit. Then you're allowed to hold it up, that it shouldn't get dirty with the earth, all because it's bothering you to walk. So it's very interesting. So what we're learning over here now is as follows. We said that the following. We started off with a big square garment, which doesn't have sleeves. It's like the kind of, do you know, I'm picturing it a bit with the, what are those called? Is it Mexico?
Ponchos.
Yeah? There's no sleeves there. Okay, that's the way I'm picturing it. That's kind of thing. So if it's, and it's oversized, much too long. So now, if you're holding up the sides because you don't need to get torn, then you're carrying these extensions. You're carrying them. It's also, if that's the fashion to hold them like this in a fancy, elegant way, then it's mutter because that's a derech malbush. This is only if there's no sleeves. However, if it is an oversized garment which has sleeves, you're putting sleeves in, and it's the extension of the sleeves go so far down to the floor that it's reaching the floor. Now, there it's mutter anyway. Never mind what the intention is. Then you're allowed to. Then you're allowed to. If it's bothering you to walk, it's because you're worried of it getting torn or dirty, you're allowed to. What's the difference? Why is it that if there's a sleeve, and it's an extension of the sleeve, it's mutter? But if it is, what's called?
Poncho.
If it's the kind of poncho. Poncho?
P-I-N-C-H-O.
Poncho. If it's a kind of poncho, am I saying it the Mexican way? Or maybe the Swiss way. then it's also. What's the difference? What's the difference? Sleeves, no sleeves.
Well, that's a sleeve.
That's your arm. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's right. So Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. Kuf Yud Zayin. Mishnah Berurah. Avol malbushon didon, but our garments. Hatam, the rationale, the reason is, da'akati nishor olof, because it still remains on him. Etzma beget, derech malbush. It is still a derech malbush. If you have a sleeve, what it means is that it's a proper derech malbush. It is derech malbush, it's the garment. And it's part of the garment. The extension of the garment is never, I can't say never, but the extension of the garment, you're allowed to lift up slightly. Chaim, do you hear that? This is the extension of the garment. It's like the sleeve. And then if you're holding it up a little bit because you don't want it to get dirty, that's mutter. Never mind if it's the fashion, but if you don't want it to get dirty, it's mutter. What would be the halacha if it is extremely long? We're talking about sleeved ones. So it's not the poncho, it's the sleeve one. And the sleeves are so long, not slightly long, they are so long, that you need to take them really, you literally need to take up the sleeve, this extended sleeve, which is mamash reaching the floor, and you're schlepping it on the, and you need to lift it up, and let's say you put it under your arm, you have to like, pull it underneath or something really long. Don't ask Kasha on the fashion. It might be back in 2 years, you never know. So it's really long, and it's mamash schlepping it on the floor, and then you have to like, it's so long that you have to put it on. Sleeves. So sleeves, we said a minute ago that it's mutter, yeah? But I'm talking about a slightly different example. I'm talking about it's so long that the extension is so long that you have to put it under your arm or something.
That's what it says already. Says the Mishnah Berurah.
Vedafke, I'm continuing the Mishnah Berurah. Umashma be'achoynim. It appears from the words of the Achronim, that's early Achronim, Gnavom and others. The Alpha Pikain, Eila Okel, you can only be lenient, Erebe Makbiak Tzas, if you have to lift it up slightly. Havaloilak Bia Harbe, but you know, if it's really long and you have to like really pull it up, Havalisitom Tachas Israel, if you put it on your arm, Vinasik Mazav, and it becomes like a different, Mazav, really what it means of it is that it becomes like an additional garment. So we're learning, there's various categories. There's the ones which are the ponchos. That's always going to be awesome unless it's mamash the fashion. We're learning if there's sleeves, then it's more kolodik. But even with the sleeves, if it's so long and so oversized, that actually is parts of it that we have to put onto your arm, like put under the arm, then it's going to be also. Rabbi, I think there's one key element over here, which is a big chiddush about the whole sleeve. What's the key element which is a chiddush over here? In my opinion, there's a key chiddush in this sleeve. I'll tell you what I think is the key chiddush, something which we haven't seen before. We learned previously that everything which is derech malbush, parts of garments, is mutter. Don't ask kashas on garments. Something which is literally a derech malbush, we've learned, has always been okay enough. We never saw an exception. This is the first thing we're seeing that. You have a garment over here. You have got this sleeved garment. You have the poncho. We have this, but the point being that it's too big. It's oversized. There's parts of the garment which is not required really. It's too long, it's too big. We're now learning a chiddush. It's part of the same shmata, it's part of the same material. We're learning now to watch it. It might not be mutter. If it's taka so big, we have to understand what's going on over here. Is it because it's the fashion? Okay, it might be okay. If it's really oversized and you start putting things up, we're learning a chiddush of it, that something which is oversized, at times, the garment, which is not there. It might be not derech malbush anymore, it might be a problem to wear it, because if it's much too big, there's material there which is not required, and therefore it's going to be also, which I think is an element of a chiddush. I don't think we've seen that before. Yeah. Okay. Now, we're moving on with Sif Lamed Beis. Sif Lamed Beis tells us the following. Now, I don't exactly know what the background of that is, but I understand that sometimes people needed to have coins. The safest place to have coins. If you've got coins, what's the safest place to keep it? So it appears that sometimes people like to have, valuable coins. A good place to keep it is in your garments. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, people say that when they travel, keep all valuables literally with you, right? You don't put it on the hand luggage, and you certainly don't put it in the luggage. You keep it literally with you. So, it's true, there's plenty, right? You're reminding me a lot of stories that people used to have. Actually, you're reminding me of my grandfather. My grandfather stuffed when he was trying to escape, he kept his valuables. He was in Hungary, he tried to escape. He kept it in his children's pajamas. He kept it in his children's pajamas. He stitched into the children's pajamas. Yeah.
Managed to escape.
No. Unfortunately, his whole family perished, but he did. His whole fortune disappeared. He was a wealthy man before the war, and everything was stolen. But you're reminding me of that. That's correct. So we are talking about this scenario here. The person's got coins in his satin, in his garments. Yoitze b'mois atzurim loy besadinoi. The person's got coins. B'mois coins atzurim besadino. They are stitched onto his garments. Chayev is chayev. It's also. Why? Why is it chayev? Yeah, it's similar to that. It's just a different way of having it, of carrying, but he's really carrying. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramona adds the interesting addition. But in the house, you're allowed to walk around like this. It's okay. It's acceptable. In the house, you're allowed to walk out with it. Very good. That's very much what the Mishnah Berurah speaks about. The Gaon doesn't like it. And he says, you've got a problem over here because it's going to lead to Sif Lamed Gimel, which we're going to leave for tomorrow, but sometimes it becomes a bosses, and it might be a problem. So more on that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotan Kufyu Tes, which is first white line, Derechoy Tzohu. To have a garment which has coins inside it, that's Derechoy Tzoh. For I think, Shiyotzach Lechutz, Bemois, Atzohu, Lebekitzo, Atochu, Bevigdoy. When you have pockets over here like this as well, and in the pockets you're stitching the coins and are stitched in, that's also as well. So that at times it's mutter to walk around with coins in the house, or if there's an eruv, and that's going to be discussed in Sif Lamed Gimel. Rabbi said, we learned tonight, we learned about the talis controversy. We call this the talis controversy. That the case that we have got, the way we wear nowadays, the talisim, Shulchan Aruch says that it's chayef. However, if it's folded down, then it's mutter. We learned if it's like a scarf, it's mutter, and we discussed in greater detail why is it that if it is a fold that why is it that now these people are makel to walk around with the talis in the conventional way? We learned in Sif Lamed Aleph about the oversized garments. Various details within that. At times, it's actually oversized garments is mutter if it's derech levisha, but even then you have to be careful not to mamash hold it in your arms because if it's for practical reason it might be also. We learned that we then started talking about the coins, but again more on these details on the coins will be followed tomorrow by Zer Hashem. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.